The Biden administration announced Friday that it would mostly avoid detaining undocumented immigrants who were pregnant, nursing, or in. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement released a statement Friday saying the policy recognized the time needed for infant development and parental bonding. It reversed a 2017 Trump-era rule that allowed officials to detain immigrants in those specific situations. Acting ICE Director Tay D. Johnson said in a statement that pregnant women and those who just gave birth have unique needs, and ICE would not detain them unless release is prohibited by law or exceptional circumstances exist. This reflects our commitment to treat all individuals with respect and dignity while still enforcing our nation's laws, said Johnson. Under the Obama administration, ICE generally spared pregnant women from immigration detention. With Friday's statement, the Biden administration goes a step further to include not only women who gave birth within the prior year, but those who are breastfeeding, which can often last more than a year. Immigration advocates welcomed the announcement, but noted the directive distinguishes between the deportation process and the criminal process for immigration-related crimes, which means pregnant women can still be detained in some limited circumstances. Eunice Cho, senior staff attorney with the National Prison Project of the American Civil Liberties Union, said in a statement that the announcement was a step in the right direction, but that there was still a need for robust oversight of detention facilities. In Friday's statement, ICE said, in the very limited circumstances in which detention is necessary and appropriate, ICE provides general health and well-being care, including regular custody and medical re-evaluation, ensuring appropriate pre- and or postnatal and other medical and mental health care. ICE offers pregnancy tests for those taken into custody as part of the agency's regular health screening. According to the policy, women who discover that they are pregnant after the test should generally be released from detention. In addition to ICE's announcement, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security fiscal 2022 appropriations budget has provisions restricting the detention of pregnant women.